Plan ahead now for the Festival of the Arts. Now is the time to sign up if you want to perform at Festival 2016. Joanne Bailey Boersma, Vice President of the Festival Board, one of the hats that you wear. Joanne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Doing fine. What's the other hat you wear?
Oh, I wear lots of hats. Which hats do you want today?
You're an On the Town girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm the editor for On the Town magazine. So, yeah, heavily involved with festival for like, well, gosh, actually, do you remember when I came in and talked to you about 2011 and I was the co-chair?
You did pay your dues there.
Yes, I did.
But that's a great gig. Was that a year without rain?
Yes, it was. It was actually one of the best years we had. It was one of the years we had it without rain, although we didn't have any rain this year. Actually,
right.
I keep thinking 2015's past. You know, it's not. Well, we got a couple more weeks.
We've got time to improve. So. Well, yes, let's keep the hat on the Festival of the Arts, Vice President of the Festival Board, and now is the time to start the planning. So what do you need?
Well, actually, right now, we've just put out a call at the beginning of this month for the performance applications, which is anybody who's dancing, singing, groups, anything along that lines, can go ahead and apply straight through festivalgr.org. That application process will be open until February 13th.
Oh, be careful. Borrow my coffee. I guess we'll do some basics. I trust the festival still remains the same weekend of June?
Yes, it is. It's actually June 3rd, 4th, and 5th for 2016. It'll still have the same main footprint downtown from the Calder all the way through to Rosa Park Circle. We have, I believe, 5 outdoor stages this year. So we have a lot of room to pack up those stages with a lot of different grabs. And it's a really great thing. I mean, people, we often, you know, like we come back and we'll talk to you about the food booths, which actually that process has already passed as far as food booth applications. But it's really all about the performances. It's about the arts. It's a real opportunity to celebrate the arts in Grand Rapids. And I want to also emphasize, too, that it's not just Grand Rapids. It's actually a regional event. We cover Allegan, Barrie, Ionia, Kent, Montcalm, Muskegon, Newaygo, and Ottawa counties. So anybody from those counties can participate in the Festival of the Arts.
Yeah, important to be reminded of that, and I'm sure that just fits back into your media plan is to make sure that that we know about it. Mm-hmm. I know we're very strong in those areas as well, so hopefully a listen here will move to action. It's very affordable to be an entertainer at Festival of the Arts, right?
Yes, it is. And you know what? It escapes me as to how much the application fee is.
$10.
$10. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I have all these things in my head. And it's only $10 to put in an application fee. Now, obviously, it doesn't guarantee you a spot. A lot depends on how many people, you know, might apply for dancing and how many spaces we have available for dancing. The same thing with the shows. It doesn't guarantee anybody a specific spot, but, you know, it's a reasonable opportunity. And especially we find for groups that have never performed in an outdoor arena, it's been a really great opportunity for them to get experience because we have large stage like Calder, and then we have Outer Fringe, which is a much smaller stage, more intimate. So it gives it has a really nice variety of opportunities. So that's pretty exciting. And then also coming up, it's not all, we've got the performances, but we also have visual arts too. So we have regional arts, which will open up in May for applications. And then they'll also be starting in January, we'll be starting to look for kids art for the actual kids juried show at the Graham.
Great. Well, Festival of the Arts, again, that first weekend in June. Now you're asking for entertainers to sign up. What about those who are wanting to be food vendors?
Application process for food vendors has already passed. Those are already taken care of, and they are in the process now of meeting with the candidates, going through the rules and regulations. And we work really, I'm so excited. We've gotten a great partnership with the Kent County Health Department. We really work closely with them, and I think we have some of the best food booths, period. The guys work really great together. I'm very proud. We also, as far as things that are coming up, the Festival Literary Awards, which is the writing competition, we don't hear much about that. That'll actually start to open up on January 1st, and it runs through March 31st. We've partnered this year with the Great Lakes Commonwealth of Letters. I don't know if you're familiar, the one down Yeah, the one down on Wealthy Street there.
Great organization. Easttown area, right?
Easttown area, yes. Great organization, really promoting writing. They're the ones who do the Art Prize Anthology. So we're very, very excited about that opportunity. And they've arranged an online submissions form system. So you just go to festivalgr.org, click the button, and go from there.
Well, I know we'll speak again regarding Festival 2016. Do you have co-chairs then in place?
Oh, yes. We already have co-chairs in place. We have Becky Richard and Timothy Jacobson. Unfortunately, both of them were not available today to come down. They wanted to come and talk to you. But yeah, they're both in place, and they're hoping to come meet with you. And we have a lot of exciting new surprises coming up in 2016 that we are very excited to share with everybody as things come out. So I would expect to start seeing some announcements and start hearing some things as the year progresses, especially after we hit After the First.
Well, put me down to be involved, as I like to be part of the plan, the 2016 festival. But basically, the plan needs to start happening now.
That's right. It's very important. People don't realize how much work it takes to do a three-day event. It takes an entire year. We start a couple of weeks after the last festival, just planning. And obviously, if you really want to get on those stages and you really want to perform, I would encourage people to get their applications in sooner than later.
And again, what's that action item?
Festivalgr.org is where you want to go, and you want to go hit the button for applications.
Great. Thanks to you, Joanne, with what you do in the community, and appreciate your talents. And
well, the love's right back at you, Shelley.
Yeah, we do have fun.
You are fabulous.
Joanne, thanks again, Festival of the Arts. Now is the time to sign up. If you want to perform, take the risk, just do it.